Okay, so hi everybody. Welcome to our Mother's Day teacher training day. And we're going to be missing two people today, Kathleen and Ramon. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that if you have to miss, this is what we do. You watch the video before the next time and you send me some kind of notes or outline. So I know you watched it. You know what I mean? I need to know that you watched it so that you can continue moving forward with us. And depending on if it's just you take notes during class, you can send me a photo of those notes. I'm not asking you to do any big scanning or writing up an outline, but just so that I know you've watched it and are current is the main thing. And if for some reason you can't do that, then just let me know, okay? But so same thing if you miss a group meditation during the week. If you miss a group meditation during the week, you can always come to another one, right? The patterning is that Thursday is the beginning of the series that we're teaching that week, and then Monday and Tuesday or learning what I taught on Thursday. Does that make sense? So if you know you're going to miss, anyways, you can figure that out. A little too much in my head right now. But this spring, for whatever reason, the series is starting on Thursdays and instead of Mondays. Usually it used to be Houston Moms always got the first teaching. Now they get the third or fourth, so. Okay, so I want you to feel if you have to miss, you have to miss. We all get it. But because this class is so much about immersion and being in person doing it, that's I think the easiest way to accommodate those things. So with that, good morning. Good to see everyone. Happy Mother's Day to you moms. And I'm sure your families were all going, "What the fuck? What are you doing teacher training on Mother's Day? What is that?" And it's like, yeah, I know. It's just how it is, you know. And hopefully you all feel like Brenda, which is that you're ensconced in your little space and you have some time to yourself, guilt-free, to do your teacher training this morning, you know. And
I don't think mine will even be awake probably much before I get done. there's no more waking me up at 6 a.m. with, you know.
With a tray of breakfast. So we did have a Mother's Day thing planned for yesterday, but we didn't get enough signups, and so we canceled it. But it's really important, so we're going to cover some of that today in our class, because it's just so our relationships with our moms and our dads are so fundamental to our wholeness, and healing that relationship. Another way of saying it might be getting realistic about that relationship. No pedestals, no fantasies, no glorifying, no idolizing, and no hating and rejecting and pushing away. Finding the reality in the middle where we can really grasp the humanity of our parents is essential for your wholeness, for my wholeness, for our wholeness. So we're going to do that today with Mother's Day, and then we don't have class on Father's Day just because the series ends before, but we will do it that Sunday before Father's Day because it's important. So with that, what I'm going to do is we got quite a bit to cover this morning because I added that in. Oh, here's Kathleen texted us. She said, "Good morning. Sending my love and a happy Mother's Day to you and the class. Have a great day." I don't know if you can see it, but she's got the little, can you see the GIF there? Let's see. So let me just send her a couple hearts.
Mom jeans. I love that.
Truly, huh? So there we go. I know. So With that, here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to take us through a brief Ishta meditation because I don't want you to lose the Ishta piece. I'm going to open it with the way I'm teaching the invocation this round, which some of you haven't heard yet. And then I'm going to turn it over to you. And I was going to divide us up into two groups, right? To do lead your little meditations, not lead, but share what you're doing with each one. But April's not feeling good and we're missing two people. So at the, all of a sudden before I clicked on, I realized, oh, maybe we could do it all together. And so I'd kind of like to do it that way if it's okay with you guys. If it would be too intimidating. Kelsey's okay with that? Would you be okay this? Okay. Because I know it's safer if there's just four or five of you. But so, okay. Then let's do this. Let's start with Ishta. And then we'll kind of go, whew. And then you'll be feeling better than you do now. And we'll decide who's going to do what. But April, you don't have to do anything. Okay. Because she's in COVID recovery from her vaccine. She's feeling like shit. Although she said hungover. I added the other. Oh, no, you said like shit, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't make that up. And then we're going to, we'll move on. There's a few new things we're doing. And I want to kind of lay out for you the progression of what we're doing over the next weeks. So that you see the value of the body scan. Like right now, we're working on body scan. Your homework this week is to kind of memorize the patterning for the body scan that you can do on your own, a short one and a long one. But I want you to understand this isn't, I'm not just imposing something randomly. There's a purpose for it. There's a skill that we're developing that is really important for the two techniques we're going to work into for the rest of the series that we're going to work with. Okay. So, and then we'll talk about moms. Talk about moms. I think I have a technique to teach you a little bit in there, but we'll fit that in. So April, just relax. You're going to be fine. This isn't going to be super intense. And let's start with the meditation. Although I really want to just say, are you liking my hair? What do you think?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. So awesome.
I am still loving it. I am still loving it.
I'm so glad
you could tell you. Yeah. So let's find our seat. But for this one, we're doing Ishta, right? So this is about feeling really comfortable and really safe. And if it's comfortable for you to sit in a way that your spine is upright and you're not leaning against something, that's great. But certainly for April, just lean back. And if anybody, you need to, comfort is more important for this because it's about intimacy. It's not about the actual details of the technique. Okay. So we'll find our seat, whatever's comfortable for you this morning. And just take a moment to become present. Feel the room around you. I didn't say see, I said feel, so your eyes are closed. And just feel, there's probably four walls around you, although it looks like Steve is in the wilderness. And there's a ceiling above you. There's a floor below you. And there are objects in the room with you that you are familiar with. So sense the couch, the bookshelf, the wall hangings, the windows, the door or doors. And then inhale and really just drink in the fragrance of your morning space. And hopefully it's enjoyable. None of you have babies, so there's no poop smell. Hopefully all your dogs are house trained, so there's no dog shit smell. It's just the smell of your morning, your home, your house. Can you inhale it with a sense of enjoyment? The sense of this is my home. This is my home where I'm safe. And then let's let ourselves listen to the sounds of our home. And then let's gently bring our attention to our seat, to the sensation as if you've never noticed it before, right? This is what matters. Fresh eyes, not what you experienced last time, but right now, what is the sensation in your bottom, your sit bones, your thighs? Can you inhale and as you exhale, soften and feel yourself settle into the weight and the pressure of that sensation? And then holding that awareness, drop your attention to your feet. If you're in a chair, the soles of your feet, if you're sitting cross-legged, the sides of your calves, your ankles, your feet. And can you feel that there is a field of grounded support now that you're activating between your seat, your bottom, and your feet? Connect those two. And then bring your attention up to your palms and hopefully your hands are palms down on your lap and feel the pressure, the weight of your hands on your legs. And then let these three points, your seat, your feet, your hands, become a field of grounded support that's dense, that's weighted, that is anchoring you right here, right now. Can you find that this morning? And if you can't, let's be gentle about that. Just a simple, oh, not working this morning. What can I do? And just do that. No judgment. Just pure, pure, gentle kindness towards yourself, your body this morning. And then since we're going to climb that mountain in a few minutes to go find our Ishta, let's tap into those more spacious, open energies. And with your next inhale, feel that breath as a spacious expansiveness in your torso. And it's okay to keep it, you know, it's with navel down, we're grounded, we're solid, right? So let's bring that breath into that heart. The heart open and soft. If it feels tender and vulnerable, that's okay. Show up for it. And before we go any further, what is the feeling right there in your heart center? And then if you can, try and keep that openness. If it's too tender, that's okay. But
But with our next inhale, really imagine that you're filling up that torso with this expansive, spacious breath. And the exhale, we're softening, just like our breath, to open and soften and release, right? We're softening, releasing all tightness. And there's a spacious openness, even around that tenderness. And we allow the torso to lighten. And in that lightness, imagine that you sense it floating with each inhale. It's like a balloon that's expanding and it begins to float above the pelvic floor. And it begins to float. It's like it just gently kind of floats up out of that pelvic girdle in there, right? And then next inhale, let that same spaciousness come into the neck, into the throat. And then that lightness, it's as if the neck begins to float above the torso, above those collarbones. And it might even soften your jaw. And you feel the neck open and soft. And then next inhale. Imagine that it's filling your head with this spacious openness, lightness. And sometimes when I get to this point, it's like my shoulders just let go. It's like they soften and they drop because they've released. And then my neck really floats above my collarbones and my head floats, and you can feel, sense the top of your head naturally lifting up towards the ceiling. And just like that, we have this beautiful spine that is erect and straight. The body is alert and soft. And from here, I invite you to take this presence, whatever you found, whatever that opening in your heart is, and see if you can let the edges of your skin dissolve just a little bit and feel yourself connecting out into your room, into the walls, the ceiling, the floor. And let that connection expand beyond your room into the outdoors that surrounds your home, into the trees, the streets, the neighbors. And then expanding so that your awareness lifts up into the sky. And it drops down into the earth and through the earth to that space on the other side of earth. And feel yourself connected above, below, in front, behind, to the right and the left. To something bigger than you. More than you. And if you can, if you want to, can you imagine that you are suspended in a matrix of energy that is constant, eternal? And no matter what you do, you will never ever fall out of this connection. And as you're feeling this, however it's showing up for you, let's allow this vast goodness, this expansive connection to be a place of goodness and compassion and love. So with your body soft, your whole being soft and open, we've connected now to whatever you want to call them, energies, forces, sources that are kinder, wiser, and loving. But most of all, good. And now we're going to very, very naturally, holding this vast connection, we're going to also become aware that there's a very intimate, intimate, intimate relationship with this vastness. And that intimacy comes from a source that loves you, that loves you, that loves you most, that is on your side. And let's go find that. Let's go find that. And so with that feeling of that intimacy of a being, a source, a field that loves you most, let's imagine that we are beginning to ascend our mountain, ascending our mountain, looking for that waterfall, finding that waterfall and standing in the center of that waterfall and allowing all of that radiant light to pour through us, to wash down through us, purifying us so that there are no thoughts that of unworthiness and not deserving this love. Washing through us so that we feel the radiance inside us. So take a few moments and allow this waterfall of light to wash down through the top of your head, through your whole being, and get your intellectual mind out of the way and allow the energy to purify and do what it needs to do. Just surrender and allow it to wash all imbalances out through the bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands. And now allow yourself to become just filled with this light. Everything that's been washed out has been replaced by this light. And in this lightness, you lift, lift, lift effortlessly up through your waterfall. And you see above you the top of your mountain, and you float, you ascend, you rise to the top of your mountain. And here waiting for you is this love, this energy that loves you most. And as you arrive, you see your Ishta. Whatever your Ishta is today, your Ishta is this love, this intimate, intimate connection. And as you arrive, you sit. Your Ishta is there. And both of you rise so that you're not really connected to the mountain at all. You've risen above it. And your Ishta is there so that your Ishta's navel is at your sun center. Doesn't matter what shape your Ishta has, it's about the love, the courage, the strength. And now, you draw your energies, your attentions back into your field of energy. You feel the vibration in your arms, your legs, your torso. And with your next inhale, draw the energy from your toes up into your ankles, through your calves, up your legs, up into your torso. And as you exhale, all the energy that was in your legs is in your torso. And you bring your awareness back to your arms, your hands, your fingers. Feel the tingle, whatever it is that you sense. And begin with your next inhale to draw the energy from the tips of your fingers up into your palms and draw that up into your forearms and all of that up into your upper arms. Bring it up to your shoulders. And as you exhale, drop all of that into your torso. And then remember, find that thin, thin channel that runs through the center of your spine. And as we inhale, we feel the energy in the torso. And as you exhale, you compress all the energy in your torso into the spine. Into your spine. And now imagine a tiny blue ball of light at the base of the spine, at the base of your this channel. And just, we're going to do this in one inhale today. Slowly begin to inhale and draw that light up through the spine, past the lower back. Bring it up past the navel, the heart, the throat, up to the center of your head. And then bring it forward. And hold it there, right there at your sun center as you exhale. And now you're going to take that beautiful blue ball of light. It might be gold, might be white. The color is not important today. And you're going to lift that ball of light up over the outside of your forehead, up over the top of your head, and actually hold it here for a minute. This is where all that energy from the waterfall flew through your, down through your body. That source is still pouring down energy. And as you lift this, your awareness up to the top of your head, just imagine that there is wise, good, loving energy. Perennially flowing down into your being. And as you pass through this spot, you're capturing it. You're tapping into it. And then draw that energy, that ball of light along the outside at the back of the head, past the moon center, down along the outside of the neck, down past the heart, the navel, the lower back, the base of the tailbone and back up again. Lower back, navel, heart, throat. We're doing it quickly. Center of the head, sun center. Come back up along the outside of the forehead, over the top of the head, tap into that flow and flow down along the outside of the head, the neck, the heart, the navel, the lower back, the tailbone, and up again. Lower back, navel, heart, throat, center of the head, project back out to the sun center, and one more time, up over the top of the head, back along the moon center, down past the throat, the heart, the navel, the lower back, the tailbone, and then up, up through the navel, the heart, the throat, the center head and the sun center, but this time we are projecting forward from our sun center into the navel of your Ishta. And this beam of light that you're pouring forth now lifts up to your Ishta's heart, throat, and out through the top of your Ishta's head as a golden waterfall of light that arcs towards you. And it arcs towards you and it becomes that flow of energy flowing in through the top of your head. And you drop your energy. You drop your awareness down to the center of the head, the throat, the heart, the navel, the lower back, the tailbone, and right back up the spine. Lower back, navel, heart, throat, center of the head, out through the sun center, back into the navel. into the heart, the throat, and out the top of the head of your Ishta, arcing and radiating back to you down through the center of your head, down into your throat, heart, navel, lower back, tailbone, right back up, lower back, navel, heart, throat, center of the head, out through the sun center, into the navel, up through the heart, the throat, the head, out through the top, arcing one more time, down into you, flowing down into you, down through the throat, the heart, the navel, the lower back, the tailbone. And this time we come up. We come back up, navel, heart, throat, but this time when we come to the sun center, we come back over the top of our head and back down along the outside of the head, along the outside of the back, past the heart, the navel, the lower back, the tailbone, up to the navel, the heart, the throat, up back to the sun center, over the forehead, over the top of the head, down past the moon center, throat, heart, navel, lower back, tailbone, up, lower back, navel, heart, throat, up to the sun center, over the forehead, over the top of the head, down along the moon center, then throat, the heart, the navel, the lower back. And as you come to the root chakra, the tailbone, allow that your Ishta to dissolve and just rest. Just rest. And now some of you may be just kind of floating. Stay present in that sensation. Some of you may be going, I'm not sure that did anything. It did. Allow yourself to just be present in your body. And if your mind is wandering, just simply breathe Hong Sa. But we're going to sit here for about another minute and a half and allow this very deep energetic work we just did to settle and integrate into our being. So when you're ready, just take a nice, gentle breath. As you exhale, soften, wiggle your fingers, your toes. I like to sometimes just kind of stretch my arms and my legs, squeeze them a little bit, just bring my attention back into my physical body. So I want you to know that for some of you, you're kind of, there will be mornings where you just, it transports you and you lose your, you just, you tap a place where you just floating. I don't know what another word right at the moment. And there will be mornings for others of you where it's like, I can't even keep with you, Karen. You're doing that shit. It's too fast. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. But this is a really powerful mystical technique. And we're going to do this. This is the long expanded version to help you kind of get a grip in it. And we'll be shortening it up. It'll become shorter and shorter, but it's what we will start each of our Sundays with. Because it's a powerful technique and it's a way for you to get not just my darshan, right? But of my lineages. This is Kriya lineage, Tibetan lineage. This is Shaivite lineage. And this technique will work its magic, whether you feel it or not. It's that you don't have to do it perfectly. Just show up. And the more we do it, it will become grace. You will feel the grace. But it's not something I'm going to record ever. This is what we'll do here. We'll do it each Sunday. And you will learn it. By the end, you'll know it. You'll know it and you'll be able to do it. But it's a very powerful technique and it's a very transformative technique. So that we took some time this morning to kind of really just that's the big picture like that. And over the next weeks, we'll condense it. So it will be a shorter meditation, but this was kind of your initiation into the fullness of it. So that is done. And are you back? Those of you who floated away, are you back now? Is that enough talking to bring you back? And for those of you who didn't work for you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Truly, the technique works, okay? And all you can do, if you can just stay with my voice, that's enough. And even if you fell asleep and you're like, there's a part of you that is still doing it. It wants this. It wants this. Okay. So, all right. I think that instead of going right into another meditation, let's save you guys doing the patterning we've been learning for a little later so that you can, cause I think we're a little, I'm looking around at everybody. We're a little, it's hard to talk sometimes. So let's do this. Fill me in on where you are with the body scan. Let's just start there. That's an easy one, right? You've either had a chance to do it or not do it. But even if you didn't get a chance to do it too many times, you have some sense of either enjoying or not enjoying the body scan. And both are fine, but can we just fill me in on where you're at with it? And why don't we just start with, let's go in alphabetical order by your first name. No, that would put April first. No, it puts Agnieszka first. And Agnieszka's first. And April, you can or can't, whatever you want. Okay. So Agnieszka, are you okay with starting us? Okay.
Sure. So I listened to all three of them again. And I was laying down and allowing my body to go through it. So I did not just listen. And I warmed up a little bit more to the one that I disliked the first time I listened to it.
Was that the one with the voice?
The one with the music?
Yeah.
Yes. And I took notes. I really liked the, the first time I listened to it, didn't remember the gratitude part. I was so into my dislike. So I really liked that actually. I really like that part of gratitude, because there's so many things. I mean, I'm realizing, and I think what you told us last week, when you sit for meditation, be excited about it. And I realized over the last 2 weeks, what you said and what I've heard from people around, and my own realization, how I treat everything I do as a chore. I should meditate. I should practice yoga. I should do this. And things that I really enjoy. But it is challenging. I mean, it does require some discipline. So I always looked at it as chores I have to do, I should do. But now I'm adding this another layer of my relationship with those things to really be, to appreciate that I actually can do it. So I think that was part of why I really appreciated this body scan, the gratitude part of it. And I still found John Kabat-Zinn, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Too wordy. I mean, it's challenging for me to focus so deeply into all these body, like stay really focused for that long on one body part. But I still, you know, the way I feel afterwards is it's really great. So I took some notes. I kind of did you told us to write something down, and I did it. I don't know what's it called, though, in English.
The what?
What did you tell us to do something?
I asked you outline, didn't I?
To write something down. Anyway. Outline the body.
Yeah.
I did that. And it was helpful. It's kind of to organize it into steps, body parts, and so forth. So yeah, as I really enjoy this practice and using it as a way to bring my, you know, when my mind goes to places where don't make my heart expand. It's a very helpful technique to, how about my, I don't know, shoulders. So that's my experience with body scans.
Nice. Thank you. All right.
So I will, I did the same. I wrote down, like, what I did when I did it is like I wrote down literally, I don't know if I was supposed to do it this way, but each, like, I would listen to the body scan. And then I would write, I just numbered like what logically was first and second and third and fourth. So I just kind of did it that way. And I, like your body scan was, there were 23 different things that you did. And so, at least that I kind of counted. But what I loved was that about every six steps, you would say, now soften the jaw, like you would remind us to soften again, like in case we just kind of forgot as we're going through our body, like, oh yeah, soften the jaw. And that wasn't a step, it was just a little extra reminder I plugged in here and there. And I really appreciated that. And you use the word like gentle awareness a lot. Which I was, and something I noticed that when you talk, when you went through the head area, you didn't mention the ears in your body scan. And I was curious if that was intentional or if it was just like, you know, it just didn't, it was assumed kind of. So I really loved your body scan. And then the next one I did was Claire's. And I really like hers a lot. Cause I like the gratitude piece. You know, I'm just, it's like such a little reminder that she brings out to, like, you know, it's like you're not just recognizing and relaxing those parts of your body. You're acknowledging those parts and what they do for your life and our existence. So I really love that. And, so she had, hers was quicker. I mean, hers was like 14 steps. Mm-hmm. So it was much, and again, I keep going back to her closing is so abrupt. It's just like, and we're done. It's like, oh, okay. I'm not, like, my body is needing more than that, you know? So it's a good thing to think about. And then I have written down John Kabat-Zinn and nothing. I forgot to do it. So I have to go back and do his and outline it. Cause I've done, I mean, I did it obviously the week before, but, you know, he has us lying down. And when I did yours and Claire's, I did it like, I sat here and I did it, but I also, it took longer because I paused and then I'd write my notes and then I'd do some more and then I'd write notes. So it was an interesting skill in staying really relaxed and still writing things down. But it'll be interesting to try to do that with John Kabat-Zinn, whether or not I can do that lying down. Not that we have to with that longer one, but anyway, so I don't know yet.
So I would recommend that with John Kabat-Zinn, because it is long, is that you just take notes on it. Just listen and don't try and do it when you're outlining it, and literally just notice the progression and I mean, do it your way, however works for you, but where does he start? Where does he go next? Yeah. And then what are the key words? What is he asking you to think about what the function of that body part is? Is he asking you to, you know, think about the sensation? Is he, how is he directing your attention? Yeah. That's what I would recommend, because ultimately I want you to do is to be able to come out of this spring series here with a patterning that you can do on your own. If you're laying in bed at night and your mind is just, you know, wide awake, I would like you to have a short quickie, you know, 5 to 10 minute one you can do, but also know the patterning if you want to do a long one. Because there are times when that's what you need. And if you just know the patterning, right, then you're good. And I can't tell you, I do this, I use this a lot. And it doesn't mean that you won't listen to somebody lead you, because it's easier to not fall asleep if somebody's leading you, right? But a lot of times if we're doing the body scan at the end of the night, it's because we're trying to fall asleep anyways, right? So there's a purpose for this. And you outlining, like Agnieszka and April have both pointed out, it's, oh, you're seeing a patterning. It's like, oh, how come you didn't say the ears? Oh, okay. How come, you know, there's this many parts to Claire. There's this many to Karen. There's this, you know, and there are patternings out there for 21, 61, 32. There's different patternings. And I want you to memorize all of those. I want you to find the one that you like, because that's what you'll teach. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So that's great, April. That's good input. Okay.
And I was going to just mention one more thing that I want to add now that I've learned from Agnieszka's yoga class, the soft palate, because that was so relaxing to me. And so I'm like, I want to experiment with that in a body scan now. So anyway, to write that down.
Okay. Can I just put a plug in right now for Agnieszka's class? Holy moly, my guide, you guys. It was, I mean, I've been doing three-part breath for decades, right? The way she taught us to do three-part breath, it was like, it was like I discovered places in there, and it was wonderful. So I may actually, I think it would be useful for all of us, but I think Agnieszka, maybe when we're at the retreat, we can take just a little moment and you can do that with these guys, you know, just so that you can experience what she did with it. It's so subtle, but it was like, oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And she had us working with three different ways of using the tongue and the throat and the soft palate that was really quite effective. So thank you, Agnieszka. Yeah. A great class. Yeah.
I walked around the whole rest of that day, Friday. Like I felt like my torso was floating all day long. It was amazing.
Exactly. That's what I said to Bill. I said, like, I feel like I got so much space in my body, you know?
Yes.
I'm glad it worked that way.
But it did. All right. Let's continue on. And at this point, let's give us the high points. Give us the high points. Okay. So who's next?
It's probably me. this will be short and quick. I hadn't gotten to the part where I'm like outlining because I think I'm just enjoying living the body scan still. and I did find myself trying to like at night trying to guide myself through it. And then I just would fall asleep. So I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
If that's the ultimate goal, but I'm like, I'm not getting very far in this whole, like, you know, doing the homework part. But what April just said makes sense, and what you said, Karen, is that I'll separate them a little bit more so that if I'm finding help in using them as a technique, I will do that in one part, but I will sit with a notebook and sit and listen to them when I'm trying to do the more, you know, headspace part of it. So that will be my goal for this week.
Thank you. And I wanted to stress to everybody, okay, and back to our authentically showing up. This body scan patterning, it's like, this is where we've introduced, this is where I'm asking you to outline it, but you have time. I don't ever want you to show up here going, oh, I didn't do it. It's like, you're living your life. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt you are bringing all of this into your life in what is relevant for you right now. And if you just even do a little bit, each time we get together, you hear it, you think about it, it will help you. And you will, but what I do want to encourage you is I probably have outlined, and I'm talking long ones. 1, 2, 3 long ones and sat down and analyzed them, right? It's like, oh, this is what they did. How do they, you know, the 61 points, where are the 61 points? And I do all that. And what it does is it's not that I teach those exact meditations, but it's organized my brain. Mm-hmm. So I have a sense when I'm doing a body scan, why am I doing it? And it helps me choose what patterning I want to use and what words I want to connect to it when I do it with myself. Because Jon Kabat-Zinn has a different approach to what is going on in the body, right? Mm-hmm. Than Claire does, than gratitude. Mm-hmm. So this is more about you finding your way, but I find analyzing what other people have done and these patternings is really helpful. So, okay. So enough, Karen. Shut up. Who's next?
Well, actually, I'm just going to say authentically me, I have to pee, so I'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm next. And it's so good to hear everyone talk because, I was really resistant to writing it down. I was just in a space these last 2 weeks where I was like, I just want to do it. And I tried with Karen's, I had my little notebook out. And when it started, I was writing notes, but I got so frustrated because I was trying to do both at the same time of like, do it and then write it. And then I was like, oh, I don't like this. So it's helpful to hear, like, the goal is to actually just sit and listen for a second and write it down and then go do it. So I'm excited to try it a little bit differently in the coming weeks, but it was interesting to watch that resistance and just try to be with it.
Nice observations. Exactly. And that's that right there. Noticing, right? Mm-hmm. And then I want to give you kudos for allowing yourself to just do it. I mean, allow yourself to do it. It all comes around. The day opens up when you, okay, I'm ready to outline it. Mm-hmm. And don't try and outline it when you're doing it. I mean, April did it and she found out she could relax, but especially a long one? Holy shit, no. It's like, who wants to sit there for 2 hours doing a body scan? Right. You know, no. Turn it on, make your notes. Yeah. There's a difference between studying and learning, right? And doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so nice. Thanks, Kelsey. Okay.
I think I mixed with L, and the last time we met, I had not done them yet, but I did do them one set, like listen to all three while I was folding laundry just to kind of get a sense of them. So of course with like Claire's, I'm folding laundry quickly and I didn't really enjoy hers very much. And then I did another set just laying down in my bed, but like at different times. And I find, I haven't gotten to the outlining yet or like kind of the mind space of it, but just doing them, I tend to just daydream. I go to Laura's La La Land and, I don't know that I mean, it's on in the background, but at some point we get to some part of my body and I just kind of take off. So it's enjoyable. So I like doing it, but I need to be a little bit more disciplined. So I'll work on it eventually.
What I'm going to comment to that, Laura, is that is actually what happens to almost everybody with a body scan, right? Is we fade off into somewhere. I mean, that is the normal response. And the skill we're developing is bringing ourselves back. And little by little, we become more aware. And little by little, and I mean little by little, by the end of this course, you may not be there. You'll be able, you guys have all heard me say, it took me, there's this one meditation I absolutely love, this guy does. And it took me years to stay present for the whole thing. Years, right? But here's what's important to recognize for all of us. When our mind is just escaping something like that, it's often because it doesn't want to be in our body. Let's be real that being in our body in our culture is not a pleasant experience. We spend so much of our time disassociating, not liking, judging, that our body and they're not connected. So give yourself the kindness and the space to allow yourself little by little by little to become more present in the scan. This is a normal progression. It's very normal. And that kindness that Kelsey gave herself to, I just don't feel like writing that line. I just want to do it. The kindness that you have to be, you know what? I'm going to do this folding laundry. The kindness, you actually said it with kindness until the very end. I just went to Laura's Line Land, which is fine. And then we just want to leave off the need. Leave that part off because that's the judgment, right? And that's what it's like, okay, well, all right. And you'll find little by little, you're going to be present a little longer. You're going to find, interesting, my guru would say this, which point do you escape? At which point do you escape? Is it always when I get to, if you're starting at the head, is it always when I get to the heart, the chest? If you're starting in your feet, is it always when you get to your left knee? It's like, where is that point? And he would say there's a significance to that, right? And as you balance your life out here, you'll be able to move through those places. And so the key is, this is a process. This is a process. And being kind to yourself through the process is the point. So thank you, Laura. That was beautiful. I love doing it this way because all the things I want to tell you about the body scan, we could sit here and I could do a lecture and go, bah, 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 right? I have my list. But when we do it this way, I can pop it all in. It's a little less boring, I hope. So, all right. La La Land. I love that. And, okay, I got to tell you guys just this. I have a really good friend. Some of you know him, Bruce, Mary and Bruce on Tuesday nights. Bruce and I used to talk about how the hardest thing for us was I loved going to Karen's La La Land. When I would sit and meditate, it's like I loved going there. It was great. And the process of learning to come back from my thoughts when I liked being there was in itself a growth point and a skill, right? To learn to enjoy being present more than being escaped in my head. But it was a gentle journey. We laughed about it. We joked about it. It wasn't, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. So I want to here in this meditation land that we live in, it's a, oh man, I love being in my head. We want to go at it that way. Okay. All right. From LA to LI. LII.
I guess that's me. Yeah. Hi. I feel like it's been a month. I feel like it's been a month since we've been together. a lot has happened. I dig these body scans. I dig them. I love them. I have not done a lot of outlining because I've just been on this major exploration of all different types. So I've been on YouTube and trying out different ones and none of them shorter than 20 minutes, which is surprising me. And I'm excited about showing up for them. So I'm just letting it happen because I know that somewhere in there that I'm noticing, oh, that's different from that. And this person went there and that person went there. But when you mentioned the idea of exploring different voices in different ways, I was like, whew. So that was surprising to me. And my overall positive reaction is delightful. And I have brought it into bedtime. I can think of at least two times where I'm like, okay, where would I want to start for myself to settle down a bit? And for right now, it's starting up here and bringing it down. And although I know that's different with others. So I'm jazzed about it. It's been a highlight in a lot of other things and a lot of tumultuousness. That's been a really nice highlight. And I've stayed awake for all the other ones that I've explored. The first time I did the Jon Kabat-Zinn, I fell asleep. I did a different one of his and stayed awake. And it's been awake ever since. So I was like, yay.
Was it a shorter one that you did that you stayed awake? Did you go to
It was about the same. It was okay. About the same. I think that I saw a 45-minute one. I haven't done that one yet, but
he has an hour one.
So I think it's just really lovely. Many, many years ago, before I found Karen, just that I finally found a really good primary care doctor after switching many, many times. And the first thing she introduced me to, my first, like, here's what I'm writing on my pad, which was see before in 2 weeks, can you get this book and just read a chapter or two? And it was, Full Catastrophic Living.
Yes.
So, that was more than 10 years. That's probably at least 10 years ago. So to never have done any of his meditations and then getting them now is really lovely, kind of full circle.
That really is, Lisa. Wow. I love that. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm really going to be, especially with you as a yoga teacher, right? It's like to see how you've explored more and then the ones you make for you.
I mean, it was my intention, my initial intention from some training well over a year and a half ago that I would venture into this space. And what I ended up doing was getting connected with really loving the Calm app and sleep stories. And I wrote a sleep story. So we did some of that analyzing after I found, I'm like, what's happening here? This is very similar to a body scan, but it's very interesting. So I was like, okay, I'm ready.
That's awesome. Awesome. Cool. So one last thing. What is it you love about them?
I just stay with it. I just follow it. And I think the one that's really resonated is the one that's got the yoga nidra element into it. And early in the, you know, some people have mentioned Claire's gratitude thing. I think I do like the piece. This was sort of that openness, inviting into a positive thought. And the one that literally I feel like started changing my 3 days after, like, was I am happy and healthy. I am happy and healthy. And we introduced it early on and you got to pick your own. And then we revisit it right before we come out of it. And I was like, whoosh, right? I literally just felt like things were changing. So, there's something there. There's something that's clicking for me there. So I'll dive in deeper.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I'm like, how did I drift away from this? I'm glad I'm back. This is the timing of this is really good.
Nice. All right. Our other Lisa.
Hi. I didn't get to outlining everything. I've had a really horrible, terrible couple weeks. I'm dealing with releasing attachment without disassociating. And so that's really difficult. And so Karen lured me into her la-la land over the last few years and made it safe to be in my body. And so doing these body scans, like Laura, I am having a lot of difficulty right now because I'm at places where I'm like, eject, and not happening. And so I'm trying really hard to do the body scan things and show up like when those things happen in my body. I'm finding I need to have a safe place to do that and allow it to happen. So I'm trying to still regulate a little bit, disassociate enough to get back to it later, you know, and so I'm working full time too. So I'm really bummed. I've been looking forward to the yoga with Anishka and now I'm like, it's right during the time, but I do love working because, you know, that's where you can society lets you disassociate and you get kudos for it. So I'm doing really well there.
Lisa, yeah. I love how you, hold on. I want to change the view here. I love how you have gotten to this place where you are showing up authentically, but you're also, there was minimal judgment in the way you just told us that. Minimal. It was, this is what's happening. This is hard. This is traumatic. And I am dissociating because I need to. It's like that's the healthy, wise way to proceed. And so this is for everybody. It's like when we're working with body scans, I mean, think about this, right? Everything is stored in your body. There are some schools that would say not just every emotion, but every thought is stored in your body. And so if there are thoughts that are harmonious and great, those are easy to handle. But when we've stuffed and trapped any kind of emotional trauma, abuse, difficulty, shame, you know, I mean, all of it, it's in there. And if you start to pay attention to that area of the body, it wakes up those rememberings, right? And they come back. And so we want to always, always do what Lisa's doing, which is go slowly, go at a place where you can feel safe, there's no percentage in charging in and going, I need to get this done right away. Whoa, that's not going to work, right? And so, so what, Lisa, what you're doing is absolutely perfectly right. And I'm so impressed with how you're handling it.
I do have to say that I have reached the level of stuff I can deal with this week. So, I've had an issue with my mom already. I've had an issue with my father. My cousin died this week. So when we get to the mom and dad stuff, I'm checking out.
Don't check out. You can stay.
I will. No, I will.
Oh, you mean check out in your head?
No, I'll probably turn off the computer. I don't want to do this. So I'm going to, just because it's today, I mean, I had stuff on Tuesday with my kids. I just really, I'm going to probably leave the meditation. So just letting you know, don't be shocked.
Okay. Okay? Well,
it's just for my own mental health.
I hear you. And well, I hear you. Okay. You do what feels right to you. You do what feels right to you. And if you feel like you can stay until it gets there, do that. Because the idea is to be comforting. The idea is this is to be a comforting place, not a traumatic place. Okay. So I just want to make sure you understand that we're not traumatizing here. This is about comfort. So thank you. Thank you. And you're doing great. You're doing great. And I just want to make sure I made that clear to everybody. This is the careful part of the body scan, is recognizing that all the stuff is stored in the body. And when we start doing this, we want to do, as my teacher said, you only go as far as you're comfortable. You don't have to go any further, and you can pull back out. And as you do this, you'll be able to go a little further, a little further. Right. So thank you. All right. Mr. Steve, last but not least.
So for some reason, it never occurred to me that to outline, I should literally like play the tape and not do the meditation and follow it. So, I mean,
alone.
So, but obviously, so now I'm thinking, okay, so now you have to set aside more time. I missed my Thursday class. I have a little bit of studying to do. Obviously, I can see the benefit of taking the time to do that, to listen to each one, or at least whichever one's most beneficial, and to actually outline it. So I'll add that to my to-do list. I think my observations are, as Karen knows, I was actually out of town, and I had I took the John Kabat, well, I took all my books with me, but I had the opportunity to pretty much read all of John Kabat-Zinn, even reread, you know, the stuff I'd already written. So I had John Kabat-Zinn kind of walking around with me and all of this stuff. And the body scans, the first thing I like about them, period. The one I like the most is the John Kabat-Zinn. I've only listened to that one. And, you know, first and foremost, I like the fact that I can lie down. I like the fact that I can totally relax. In his case, his obsession with the foot at first is just like, whoa, dude, man, how long are you going to spend on that foot? But I mean, I can see, I mean, I think it sort of makes sense. I mean, just get yourself to focus on one body part, so that you're focusing on your body parts. And the idea of like exploring the organs and these things that are like what the tissue and all this stuff that, as you said, we just don't look at. And you know, to almost kind of make friends with the organs and the processes that I'm so disacquainted with, you know, even though theoretically, if you think about it, I'm so sort of like obsessed with, you know, wellness and health and a healthy body. So it's a very interesting way of, it's a new and different way, I guess, of just focusing on the body. And just to sort of, let's see, what else? My observations, I don't really mind the musical one. You know, it's like, okay, this is an interesting take. But in the interest of like almost efficiency and time, again, for me, the Jon Kabat-Zinn, I actually, you know, I've listened to it two or three, maybe four times actually, before bed. I have fallen asleep even almost. I think I mentioned that last time, which has been unusual for me because I never really fall asleep. Meditation up until now has never really put me to sleep, although the Hung Sa was actually starting to almost put me to sleep. So last but not least, I like the Karen one also because to me that's more like if I'm going to learn how to do this myself before bed without having to get my headphones on, the Bluetooth hooked up and all this kind of stuff, I think I can sort of work to use that less lengthy and then Happy Karen, you know, to maybe implement my own body scan before bed. So that's it.
That's great. And so Steve, I want to just, okay, for everybody, here's what I want to let you know. I use the word outline. I do not, you need to do what works for you. Those of you who are doing astrology, you've met David, who, David has never taken a note in his life. He's got the kind of mind that literally, and believe me, I've been in retreats with him with Kriyananda, and we'll go out, we'll leave, and he'll say, and well, remember when he said that, and right before that he said da da da, and he literally can tell you back the entire 2 hours that we spent. He can tell you everything he said. And I'm like, okay, that's not my mind. That's not how it, but if you're the kind of person who your mind is, as you're doing it, you're going, oh, I see. We start at the head. We go to here. We go to here. We go to here. We go to here. We go to, and you've got that outline like that. That's fine. That Laura's going, not me.
can I say something?
Yeah.
So I really like that. If that's good to know because yeah. I have wasted so much time outlining things, writing things down, categorizing things. It's actually a bit of a relief. And I thought, I don't want to write this down. I'm just going to, so if it's okay not to outline things writing wise, I am good with that because I feel like I have a pretty good handle on it in my brain.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So let's, there are several of you Geminis in this group, but you know, there are people who the way their mind works is to find patterns. I mean, that's what April was doing. Her mind works that way. She finds patterns, right? That's not necessarily how my mind works. So I need to write it all down and then I look at it and then I can find the pattern. But if your mind is such that you can find the pattern without writing it down, well then don't, well that's a waste of time. That is a waste of time, right?
Is that typically a Gemini thing to find patterns?
Like I think it's an air sign thing. So Aquarians, Geminis, Libras to an extent. Yeah, because your mind is like that. Well aspected, let's put it that way. Go ahead. I can't, let me read your chat. Thank you, April. That's really sweet.
When I had the chance, I just was like, how am I going to say this without interrupting?
And we all stopped to read it. And we concur. So here's what I'm loving about this is I think little by little by little, you're really beginning to grasp that you get to be you. You get to be you, and your wisdom is knowing this is how my mind works. So this is what I need to do. This is what I don't need to do. This is how my heart works. This I can handle easily. This opens up something inside me that I need to look at. But this isn't the right time to look at it. You know, so it's okay. So little by little, it's This is where we are. So I think that's, are we complete? I think the only other thing I want to say about the body scan is that, because we've actually covered almost everything, is this skill we're learning to be in the body and actually notice the sensation is the same skill that we're going to use with, when we use the RAIN technique, when we work with Tonglen. We are aware of sensation in the body. And at first it's just sensation. Oh, there's my hand touching. But the more you do it, the more aware you become of the more subtle sensation, the deeper levels of sensation, and sensation that is actually a feeling state. It's a feeling. It's like that opening where we go in and I say, what is the sensation in your heart center? Well, I don't have a word for that sensation. I don't know the word for that, but I know there is a sensation when my heart is opening and I know it feels very vulnerable and very tender, but it isn't really vulnerable, but it feels vulnerable. So it's not the word. I don't know the words, but there is a feeling. And that's what we want to begin to do, is really get to know and recognize sensations in our body. And I'm going to always ask you, what does it feel like? And you're going to go, I don't have a word. I'm going to go, I know, but let's do the best we can, right? And that's the skill. Because believe it or not, the body knows long before your mind knows what is going on with you. So being able to tune into the body and listen to the body and hear the body is like a whole window opens up into what you're capable of. So body. I didn't believe this until I've been doing it. I'm only teaching it because I keep doing it. It keeps showing up. It's right. It works. So the body, sensations in the body. Yeah, Brenda.
Well, and I'll just say too that I've thought about this a lot. Every time you ask about the sensation with the heart open, I think I've got a really good answer for this, right? Because I don't know how to describe it either, but I can say that all the years when I started, I knew exactly how it felt when it wasn't open. And I was more in tune with that in the beginning of how tight it was and how sometimes I'd almost have like a pain, you know? And so when I finally got to the point where it was softening and opening more, that helped me go, oh, this is what it feels like now. Like, so I don't know, that to me, it was very, it's almost like I got the opposite figured out first.
Oh God, you guys are so smart. You're so wise. You know so much. It's like, and that's what Steve has said before, right? It's like, I know what I'm not feeling. It's not that something has shifted. That's gone, right? That's yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That works too, right? And I'm going to tell you a quick little thing, then we'll take a break. Why do we want to learn to do this? Why do you want to learn to do this? I'm going to tell you why. I'm not going to go into all the details, but you know, you all know my son got married last weekend, right? And it was an incredible, beautiful thing. But after the wedding, we were still up in Leavenworth and it was one of those moments where it was so like in your face clear, not any way to avoid that he is way closer to this other family than he is to us. It was literally a moment where we walked into this little place and it was the symbol was so clear that he is a part of this family now and we aren't. And my heart literally broke in half and it broke into bigger pieces than I even knew was possible to break. It just kept breaking and the feeling was just empty, bottomless ache, right? But I was able to stay with this bottomless ache in real time. And what we do is we get these things and we go, oh, rah, shut down. I'll deal with it later. But you never deal with it later. So there it was. And we're sitting there and we're, you know, I don't want to go into all the details. And it's like, whoa, this is what's going on. And I was able to be, this is why we do this. I was able to be completely present for what was going on and present for in me and what was present for the table, you know, chatting, laughing and doing the other stuff. I wasn't pretending it wasn't there. It was there, but it wasn't. How do I say it? It's like I could be with both. I could be with both. And nobody knew. Nobody knew. But it also allowed me, when the time opened up with my husband, to talk about it. And to talk about it in a way that honoring, seeing what's there, seeing the message of what it's about, you know, the envy for the other mom and the other dad that they have our son now. And he's, you know, it's like, and we could just talk about it and we could, and I know in my head, it's like, I don't want to live in envy and these fantasies. Oh, maybe something bad will happen to them and I'll have my son back. You know, it's like those thoughts come through and I can say them out loud to you, but it's like they pass through because what I know is that what I want is my son to be happy. I want my son to be happy. And how wonderful is it for him that he has the dad he didn't have? How wonderful is it for him that he has the mom he didn't have? And I can say that and it still hurts. It doesn't hurt as much as it did that day. But this is why we do this, is so we get the skill to navigate these things that come. They're going to come. Just because you're a meditator doesn't mean this stuff doesn't happen, right? But when it comes, we're present. It doesn't derail you. It doesn't implode you. I can move through it with wisdom and grace and just embrace the richness of my life where, you know, there's a lot of good and there's a lot of hurt. And it's all part of this beautiful thing called life. And I can still show up and teach you. I can still show up for my family. Rest of my family's still in town visiting for my granddaughters. I can still be present and I am not dripping my hurt and my resentment and my envy over everybody else. You following me? Mm-hmm. It's mine. It's mine to deal with. And I can still be present in my life. This is your power. This is your power. This is power. This is freedom. This is freedom. So this is not about we're never going to hurt. It means I can hurt and be whole. I can hurt and still be. So on that note, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but the way this unfolded, I felt it was appropriate. And why don't we take a short break? You beautiful, beautiful souls. And when we come back, we'll go into Ujjayi breath. Well, let's just leave this. We'll do Ujjayi breath and then we'll give you guys each a chance to do a little practice. Okay. And then we'll talk about moms. All right. So 10 minutes, 10 minutes. Good. All right. So it's, hold on. Let me see what time it is for sure. It's 8:59. So it's 9 here, 11 in New Central Time. Why don't we come back at 10 after the hour? Sound good? All right. All right, you loves. Go get some coffee or tea or food. See you soon.